My guest at this time is Tom Schatz. He's the president of Citizens Against Government Waste, and the group is out with its 2015 version of the Congressional Pig Book. That is a look at pork barrel spending in the United States Congress. And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, there's obviously a number of different ways we can look at this. As you point out in the summary, there are fewer earmarks than there were last year, but the total spending is quite a bit more than it was in the previous fiscal year. So right now there's a ban on earmarks in the House of Representatives. So historically speaking, they're down quite a bit. But what's your take overall on how serious Congress is about getting rid of these things?
Well, Congress has done a very good job, even under the criteria of Citizens Against Government Waste, which has always been different than the criteria for Congress, which, by the way, didn't even exist until 2010. Did parallel fairly closely with CAGW's criteria, but not exactly. So we continue to find earmarks even after the moratorium. But it's way down from the record $29 billion in 2006. It's, again, up from the prior year, 2014. But $4.2 billion is fairly small compared to years of tens of billions and thousands, literally one year, 15 or 16,000. Now there are 105. So, again, hundreds and a few billion versus tens of thousands and tens of billions. What they've done essentially is put into single earmarks what used to be multiple earmarks. So a $25 million earmark that used to be divided among 58 members of Congress is now just a $25 million earmark, and we're not quite sure who's going to get the money. And a lot of these items have been around for many years. They just seem to keep coming back. For example, why is the Defense Department spending $20 million for alternative energy research when there are billions of dollars for that purpose in the Energy and Water Bill, which is where, if the government should be spending money at all, they should be spending money on alternative energy research?
Is this mainly about different members getting specific projects in their district or their state?
Not as much anymore, because they don't identify the earmarks that they've requested, because, again, they're saying there is no, I should say there are no earmarks. There are a few that we can track to members of Congress. There's $5.9 billion for the East-West Center in Hawaii, which Senator Brian Schatz, no relation I might add, has requested over the past few years. There's $15 million for the Pacific Salmon Recovery Trust Fund out in the West, out in Washington State and California, which Senator Patty Murray specifically said she requested. So it's hard to find something related directly to the members of Congress. We'd like to see what happens on the other side of this process, who's calling the agencies, who's saying, put the money that we added in for tens of millions of dollars and stick a few million in my state. So it's a whole different way of trying to determine how the money's being spent.
Tom, some folks might be listening to this and thinking, $4.2 billion, there's a lot more wasteful spending than that, I'm confident of it. And you probably agree, it's just a matter of how you specifically define pork, right?
Absolutely, and here's a great example. Not a lot of money, but an absolute waste. $2.6 million for the Denali Commission, created in 1998 to build rural infrastructure in Alaska. And even President Obama said get rid of this in 2012, and the Inspector General of the Denali Commission itself said, I've concluded my agency is a congressional experiment that has not worked out. Congress should put the taxpayers' money somewhere else. How much more evidence do you get? Yes, it's $2.6 million, but everything still counts. We still have a large deficit, even though it's lower than it used to be. Lots of liabilities for future entitlements. Every penny, every million counts here in Washington.
A couple of these, and I think folks read through this report, their blood pressure will probably rise. Two that definitely stand out, and we'll talk about them individually. One is $3.364 million for the Valles Caldera National Preserve, which was supposed to be whittled down to zero by now.
Right. Another good example. This is an 89,000-acre ranch in New Mexico. Federal government bought it for $101 million in 2000, and it was supposed to be turned over to a trust, except the Forest Service now has it, and they're just continuing to spend the money through these earmarks. So in this case, we have evidence of earmarks provided by Senator Tom Udall in 2008 and 2009. He's still around, and he probably had something to do with this, even though he doesn't have to add his name to it.
And another one, this is probably one of the biggest ones in here, nearly $300 million for the Fund for the Improvement of Education, which provides grants to state and local education agencies. And you might be thinking, well, you know, the federal government has its fingers in a lot of different education areas. But the cost of the earmark, you report, increased by a massive 1,315.6% over last year's fiscal year levels.
$21 million in 2014. Again, in this case, President Obama didn't request funding. This duplicates a lot of other spending on education. And to their credit, both the President and Congress have eliminated some wasteful spending in education. This is something else that duplicates other spending and shouldn't be provided at all.
And so, Tom, now that we do have this official ban on earmarks, do you get the sense that the problem actually is getting better, or are they just getting more creative so it doesn't fall into this category?
A little bit of both. But certainly the, you know, for example, $25 million for a science, technology, engineering, and math program through the Department of Defense when there were more than 200 of those identified, STEM programs identified by the Government Accountability Office in 2012. Not only is it duplicative, but the Department of Defense shouldn't be teaching kids science and math education. That's up to other agencies. And so there are still some outrageous examples of waste, but they are far fewer. Again, hundreds, not tens of thousands, billions, not tens of billions. We really would prefer not to have to write a pig book at all, but maybe next year's will be smaller again.
What do you hope folks take away from this most?
Just to make sure that nothing at all is added under anyone's criteria. Again, no reason to spend money on this Denali Commission and have the Department of Defense waste money when we need to be spending it to protect national security, protect the American people. Same with education. Our educational achievement is not all that great, and an answer up in Washington seems to be just spend more money. We need more accountability, more transparency, and just better results from all the money that people are sending here to D.C.
Tom, you study this day in and day out, and obviously it's a very serious issue for many people, you included, and perhaps you especially. But as you go through each of these, do you have a personal favorite of in this year's book about which ones you believe is the most ridiculous?
Well, there are some, as I said. I think spending money on a program that's already been identified as duplicative, like science and math education, is a wonderful example. But I think the Denali Commission is probably my favorite. This was something that Senator Ted Stevens, a former senator who unfortunately passed away in an airplane accident, stuck in there in 1998. He kept earmarking it and earmarking it. And when even President Obama says he doesn't want something, then you know it's a big waste of money.
Well, Senator Stevens, no stranger to the earmarking process during his many years in Washington, to be sure. Where can folks get a copy of the book if they want one?
They can go to cagw.org, our website, cagw.org, or give us a call at 1-800-BE-ANGRY, our phone number, and you can also get a copy that way with a small contribution. But it's a lot easier to get it online. That's why it's there, and hope people will not just download it but share with their friends and colleagues and, you know, demand more accountability in Washington.
Fantastic. Tom, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tom Schatz is president of Citizens Against Government Waste. The group has just released its 2015 Congressional Pig Book. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.